Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari
Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari
Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari
Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari
Gopi Jana Valla Bhagiri Vada Dhari
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 Yasodhanandana Vrajajanarangana
Yasodhanandana Vrajajanarangana
Yasodhanandana Vrajajanarangana
Yasodhanandana Vrajajanarangana
Yamuna Tiravana Chari
Yamuna Tiravana Chari
Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari
Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari
Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari
Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari
Yasoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana
Yasoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana
Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Jai Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari
Jai Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari
Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari
Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari
Yasoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana
Yasoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana
Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari
Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari
Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari
Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari
Yasoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana
Yasoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana
Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari
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 So I was thinking how special it is often how special it is to have the association of the devotees. We are very rare personalities. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yarti siddhaye. Out of many thousands of people, hardly one person will endeavor to understand what is the goal of life. And when you may have come across that understanding, then to go along that path, it's a little disconcerting occasionally, maybe, if you see that everyone seems to be going in the other direction and you're going that way and everyone else seems to be going the other way. So it's a rare soul. Sa Mahatma Sudulabha. So without trying to flatter everyone, hopefully that's not my intention, but just to acknowledge everyone for being on this path, and thank you for being there on that path and coming this evening to make everything very nice for a special occasion. The Mahotsava, we said, see, Radhastami Maha Utsav. Utsav is the festival and Maha is great festival. So Mahotsava, Maha Utsava, it is a festival to be celebrated. Srila Prabhupada, our founder, said that basically our real business is to hold festivals every day. Because in the spiritual world, the spiritual realm, every day is a festival. It is said that every step is a dance. Every word is a song. So how sweet is that atmosphere? So every day can be a festival if we are able to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His entourage, His associates, His pastimes, His paraphernalia, everything about the Supreme. And the Supreme is beckoning us to give up our connection, as we must do, to this world. And He's asking us to do it sooner than later. We all have to do it sooner or later. And the Lord is saying, please surrender sooner, because we all have to bow down. It's said, when we die, we fall on our flat on our face, pretty much, or on your back, wherever way you fall. But the process of devotional service is to bow down to the Lord, to bow down in supplication and in a mood of surrender, that my Lord, by your great mercy, I have come to understand who I am, what I am, what is this world, what my position is in all of this. And I have given up or surrendered the false ego. Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he says that one of the principles of knowledge is to be free from false ego. As a very important aspect of knowledge, to know what is our real self and what is the false ego. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead is to be understood in many aspects, and one of the special aspects that we are meditating upon today is the female aspect of the Supreme Absolute Truth. I was thinking a little bit earlier how nice it is and natural it would appear to be that the Absolute Truth contains both male and female, because everywhere we look there's male and female. In all species of life there's male and female. And it is said in the Vedas that janmarasya yataha, everything is emanating from the Absolute Truth. So in the Supreme Absolute, then there must be both male and female. So this is so beautifully described in this Krishna consciousness, or consciousness of God. And the male factor is Krishna, and the female counterpart or aspect of that supreme truth is Radha, Radha Krishna. And we also have heard in the different divinity, different incarnations of the Lord, that there is Sita, Ram, there is Lakshmi, Narayana, Radha, Krishna. We always see male and female, boy. And this is the perfection. So it's said that Radha is the, my wife mentioned today, Radha is the soft side of the Supreme. And I thought, well, Krishna's pretty soft too. Sometimes we have to be very careful in our understanding of these things. Certainly Radha is so sublime. So I'll read just a little section from Chaitanya Charitamrita, just a small, a verse. And it just gives us some idea of this aspect of the Supreme. So the verse is from the Adilila, 4th chapter, text number 56. Radha Krishna ekatma do deha dari anyonye vilase rasa aspadhanadkari. Translation, Radha and Krishna are one and the same, but they have assumed two bodies. Thus they enjoy each other, tasting the mellows of love. Srila Prabhupada's purporta. The two transcendentalists, Radha and Krishna, are a puzzle to materialists. Which is not unexpected. It's a bit of a puzzle to understand the Supreme God. The above description of Radha and Krishna from the diary of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami is a condensed explanation, but one needs great spiritual insight to understand the mystery of these two personalities. One is enjoying in two. Sri Krishna is the potent factor and Srimati Radharani is the internal potency. According to Vedanta philosophy, there is no difference between the potent and the potency. They are identical. We cannot differentiate between one and the other any more than we can separate fire and heat. Can't have fire and not have heat. Yeah? There's the fire and the heat is part of the energy and concomitant part of fire is heat. Everything in the absolute is inconceivable in relative existence. This is another thing that Rupa Goswami has explained to us, that when we are trying to approach the understanding of the Supreme Absolute Truth, the first prerequisite we have to deal with is that the nature of the Absolute is inconceivable. To think that we can rationalize through our relative mind and senses and understand would be limiting, actually. So the absolute truth is very difficult to assimilate. The oneness between the potent and the potency. The philosophy of inconceivable oneness and difference propounded by Lord Chaitanya is the only source of understanding for such intricacies of transcendence. So this is called achincha bheda abheda tattva, the simultaneous oneness and difference. We are all parts of God. We are one with God in that aspect. But we are simultaneously one with God and different from God. Qualitatively one. Qualitatively we are spirit. The Supreme Lord is spirit also. But He is great and we are small. We are dependent on that Supreme. But our nature is one. So we are simultaneously one and different. Just like everyone in the room this evening, we are all human beings. So there's a oneness. We're all one as human beings. But I'm not you and you're not me. We are different. So we are simultaneously one and different. So this is explained by Lord Chaitanya. In fact, Radharani is the internal potency of Sri Krishna. And she eternally intensifies the pleasure of Sri Krishna. Impersonalists cannot understand this without the help of a Mahabhagavat devotee. So this is an interesting area of understanding. To go to this higher level, we need to get the association of a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, in the Gita, Bhagavad Gita, he explains that Bhakchamama Bhajanati Yavanyas Chasmi Tatvata, to know me, I can only be understood by devotional service. Only in this way can you enter into the mystery of my understanding. Otherwise, only through devotional service, Krishna is saying, otherwise you will be bewildered by my external energy. I don't reveal myself to the foolish and unintelligent persons. For them, I'm always covered by my creative yoga maya. So I'm only, Krishna's giving us this information. If you want to know me, you have to go through this process. In truth, if we want to know Krishna in truth. Vedanti tattva vidas tattva myajjana marva brahmati paramatmati bhagavamati Krishna sabjata. This absolute truth is known as Brahman, is known as Paramatma, and also as Bhagavan. So, Brahman realization can be understood, Paramatma can be understood to a certain extent, but Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can only be understood through devotional service. And to gain that understanding, we have to go to Krishna's Bhagavata, or his devotee. And Krishna, again in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Render service submissively, inquire from that spiritual master, and the spiritual master can impart knowledge unto you because he is tattvadarshi, he is established in the truth. So this is the process that Krishna has chalked out for understanding, if we want full understanding. The very name Radha suggests that Srimati Radharani is eternally the topmost mistress of the comforts of Sri Krishna. As such, she is the medium transmitting the living entity's service to Sri Krishna. She is the best devotee. So this is Radha's best, known as the best of all devotees. In the Brihat Bhagavatam Rita, it is explained that there are many, many great devotees. And there are many levels of great devotees. There's great devotees, there's great, great devotees, there's great, great, great devotees, and there's the topmost devotees. There's all these different levels which are amazing in their love for God and their relationship with the Supreme Godhead. And it's described that the topmost of those personalities are the gopis of Vrindavan. And of all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is seen as, experienced as, and loved by all the other residents as the topmost devotee of Krishna. And so in Vrindavan, I think maybe Prabhupada says something. As such, she is the medium transmitting the living entity's service to Krishna. Devotees in Vrindavan therefore seek the mercy of Srimati Radharani in order to be recognized as loving servitors of Sri Krishna. So if we go to Vrindavan in India, then we will hear Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe. And often we are saying, what about Krishna? We are knowing that Krishna is the Supreme Godhead, but they are knowing that, but they know that their connection to be able to serve Krishna is to approach Radha, and they offer their service to Radha, and they want to please Radharani. And they know that Krishna is even more pleased by that service to Radha. This is Krishna's transcendental nature. The Absolute Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the omnipotent form of transcendental existence, knowledge, and bliss in full. So this is the description of God, the Supreme Lord. The Absolute Personality of Godhead is not an old man with a beard. He didn't die a few hundred thousand years ago and left the world to rot. He is Navayovanam. He's described as eternally youthful, all attractive, eternally beautiful, not possessing a material body. Right now we have material bodies, and it's a real problem because they get twisted. Lokanath twisted his foot yesterday, it's all swollen up, and And then somebody was complaining about the bank, and somebody else, what else did? And just as they were complaining about the cold, someone had the flu, Nandu was up the back blowing his nose, and I was thinking, gee, yeah. And then I banged my knee on the corner of the thing, as I was saying. These are material bodies, and it doesn't feel right. It just doesn't feel right. Oh, I got a sore back. Okay, got a sore back. No, it feels diseased. We want to be at ease, but we experience disease. So material body is not our spiritual existence. Spiritual body is what is required. And that spiritual body, the Supreme Lord has the supreme spiritual form, which is all attractive. Everything He says is beautiful. Every thought, every action is beautiful. Every aspect of Krishna. He's captivating everyone. Therefore, He's called all attractive. That is the nature. Who will not be attracted to a beautiful child with beautiful lotus petal eyes and beautiful curling black hair and a beautiful red lips, beautiful smile, and so cute and so attractive? And there are so many descriptions of Krishna and all the different levels or ages of His development and His pastimes. His internal potency is exhibited first as sat or existence, or in other words, as the portion that expands the existence function of the Lord. So that is the sat potency, eternality. When the same potency displays full knowledge, it is called chit or samvit. So that is the knowledge potency of the Lord. So with eternality, we have knowledge or cognizance of everything. Finally, when the same potency plays as a pleasure-giving medium, it is known as ladini, or the transcendental blissful potency. So that is ananda, sat-chit-ananda. So sat-chit-ananda. So eternality, knowledge, and bliss. So that potency of the Lord, known as ladini, or the transcendental blissful potency, thus the Lord manifests His internal potency in three transcendental divisions. So Srimati Radharani is described as the Ladini Shakti, the potency of the Lord for transcendental pleasure. So it is interesting to see that the Lord has internal potency and external potency. I was thinking of the example, just like a government. A government has its internal and external. The internal you could describe as the parks, the gardens, the libraries and the universities, and the government of any country wants you to take advantage of those facilities. So that's like the internal potency. And the external potency is the police force, the correction centers, the courts and the prison house. So that is the other energy of the government. So they want you to enjoy the pleasures of within certain guidelines. In a similar way, the Supreme Lord has His external energy and His internal. Just now we are all connected to the external energy, and the Lord is encouraging that we take shelter. What is that verse? It's a nice verse that they take shelter of the internal energy. Who knows that verse? I was thinking of it earlier. Mahatmanastu mam partha daivabhukritam ashrita. Ashrita means to take shelter. So those great souls are not deluded by this external world. They take shelter and enter into the internal potency. And what are they doing? Satatam kirtayantu mam yatantascha dhritavrata. Always chanting My glories. Bowing down before Me. Worshipping Me, offering obeisances to Me. And in this way they are taking shelter of the internal potency of the Lord. And that way we can enter and be trained in the process. So this is what Bhakti Yoga is. It is training us to take shelter of the internal potency of the Lord. And that is the supreme manifestation of that internal potency is Srimati Radharani. So we approach Srimati Radharani to her lotus feet, and we beg, please, through your agents, your representatives, instruct us in how we can render service in a pleasing way to Krishna. And that is Radharani's greatest pleasure, to through that internal energy to help us gain that entrance into that activity of serving Krishna. So very, very beautiful. So it's interesting, I did mention earlier the two aspects of today. One is the female, Srimati Radharani, and also it's Father's Day today. So I thought that I was learning this verse actually over the last few weeks. See if I can remember it. What is that verse? Krishna says he is Aham Bija Pradapita. It begins, it's in the 14th chapter. Sarva Yone Shikuntaya Murtaya Sambhavantiya Tasam Brahma Mahajonir Adham Bija Pradapita. Struggle, but we got there. So Krishna is saying that he is the father. Let me see if I read it to you. It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, that's Arjuna, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father. So this is what Krishna says. Krishna is so wonderful in a few verses. It said that the Bhagavad Gita took approximately 1 hour, maybe, like that. So in 1 hour, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. Maybe not even that, but a short period of time. And Krishna says everything. He says, I am the source of everything. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. I am the seed-giving father of all living entities. There is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung upon a thread. Foolish persons don't surrender to me. Those who are intelligent, they do surrender. Wake up, Arjuna, and realize that I am controlling and doing everything. So in this point, Krishna is saying he is the seed-giving father. In this verse, it is clearly explained that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the original father of all living entities. The living entities are combinations of the material nature and the spiritual nature. Such living entities are seen not only on this planet, but in every planet. Even the highest, where Lord Brahma is situated. Everywhere there are living entities. Within the earth there are living entities, even within the water and within fire. All these appearances are due to the mother, material nature, and Krishna's seed-giving process. So it's interesting that the mother is Mother Nature, and ultimately that is working under Srimati Radharani's jurisdiction. She's not directly engaged, just like the Prime Minister doesn't really get into running the prison house. This is deputed agent, someone will do that work. In a similar way, the Supreme Lord is not busily engaged in the activities of this world, but it is undertaken by his deputed agents. The purport is that the living entities, being impregnated in the material world, come out and form at the time of creation according to their past deeds. So this is a facility that we are existing in to try to facilitate the desires that we have to... Hare Krishna. Just like a child is facilitated by their parents to try to enjoy separately. We see sometimes a child, especially at the young age, they want to do everything independently by themselves, and the parents will make some arrangement. Yeah? So the mother is baking, so the child wants to bake. So the mother might buy a little toy oven, and then the child puts some mud in the little things and puts it in the toy oven, and they pretend that it's all happening and that they're doing everything. But actually the mother is doing it all. And yeah. So in a similar way, we are here in the world and we're trying to be the controller, the enjoyer, the Purusha. And Radha and Krishna are allowing us to play in this world. And they're watching over us. That is the beautiful thing, that Krishna is there within the heart and he's directing us according to our desires. And he never leaves us. He's always there, just with us. And it's explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he's waiting for us to turn to him again. Meanwhile, we're not interested so much, so we keep playing, we keep playing. And he's making all kinds of arrangements. You want to be rich? Okay, let's see, we can make some arrangement according to... If you want to be rich, don't do stupid things. Whatever you want, I can arrange for you. This is Krishna's plan. And we go on like this. But if we are very fortunate, we get information that this is not the real purpose, but there is a higher goal and a higher activity for you, and that you should return home. Don't play out here. You're not very happy out here, let's be honest. And that is the beginning of surrender. You may have noticed when you began this path that you took some steps on the path and others didn't. I had a close friend, one of my best friends in the before I became a devotee. I've told that story. We did everything together at this stage. We played football together, we're friends in Scotland, we emigrated to Australia together, we played in the same soccer team together, we got a job in General Motors Experimental Engineering Division in Melbourne together, we packed that in and joined the fire brigade together, and then we built a house next door to each other in Melbourne. Did that together. What else did we do together? I think that was about it. Yeah, next door, it was the next block. We bought two blocks of land and built the house. And then I joined the Hare Krishnas, and he didn't. And the reason for that is that Stuart was his name, is his name. And he was still convinced that although he could see everyone else was suffering, that he'd get it together. He'd be okay. He'd get enough money and it would all work out good. So while we're thinking in that way, that we can make that comfortable situation in the world, then we are not able to step very far along that path. Bhogaishvarya prashaktayam taya parita chetisam. Krishna says that when we're bewildered by material opulence and sense gratification, when we're bewildered, we have to have sense gratification and we may have some material opulence according to our position. That's okay, but we shouldn't be bewildered by that, thinking, yes, I can become permanently situated comfortably here in this world. It's the greatest illusion ever. You cannot possibly. Adi bhautik, adi daivik, adi atmik, kleshas or difficulties will always come, and finally old age comes and disease, and finally we have to die. But that is the power of the illusion or the external energy. It bewilders us into thinking, I can be well situated here. So as long as we're in that consciousness, we cannot go far along the path of spiritual understanding. It's like going in another direction. So Srimati Radharani, and everything we hear about the spiritual world, everything about spirit, even my mother when she comes, she says, she's 91 and it's all a bit much for her. But she says, they're nice people. The Hare Krishna, they're nice people. And that's her experience. The more we're Krishna conscious, the nicer we are. You can put on this cloth and you can put paint on your face and stuff. That doesn't make us really nice. In one sense it does, but in another sense it doesn't qualify. But if we are actually genuinely Krishna conscious or spiritually developed, there's nothing nicer than such people. Because it's not material, it's spiritual. And we have that example of Prabhupada, our founder, to be in his association, to see him, to see his actions, his way of being, his everything, is so attractive. Because why? Because it's spiritual. It's not material. It's not contaminated existence, but pure existence. So what to speak of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? How beautiful that is to be in that atmosphere. Here the backdrop of this world is envy. I'm envious of you, you're envious of me. This is the way of the world. The backdrop of the world is basically envy. Kam, krodha, lobha, moha, mana, matsaya. Lust, anger and greed, madness, illusion and envy. That is the pervading atmosphere. In the spiritual world, all of that is absent. And there is, the background is of love. Pure spiritual love and pleasing and rendering service to Krishna and to Krishna's devotees. And those devotees are rendering service to the other devotees in Krishna. And Krishna, he is rendering service to his devotees. That's the beautiful, all-attractive factor. That even the Supreme Person who has everything, his highest pleasure is not to sit on high counting his money and his gold and his jewels and his crowns. No. His pleasure is he wants to serve his devotees. And that is the atmosphere in that world. So we pray on this very special day to Srimati Radharani that your very dear servant, Srila Prabhupada, has come in this line of disciplic succession. He's come out of Vrindavan and come to the Western countries, and now all over the world this opportunity is there for us to revive our dormant Krishna consciousness. And through the process of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, we can purify all the unwanted things in the heart and re-enter into Krishna's entourage. Krishna says that those who worship the devatas or the demigods will go there. Those who worship the forefathers will go there. Those who worship the ghosts and spirits will go there. Whoever you worship, you can go. You can choose. But he says that those who learn to worship me and surrender to me will surely come to me. So that is Krishna's promise. And the great acharyas are promising that also. And Krishna says that he will always uphold the word of his pure devotees. So that was Srila Prabhupada's statement, that simply if you chant Hare Krishna, associate with devotees, very important, associate with devotees. It's our life and soul is to associate with the devotees. Then you can come to me. And it won't be long. When you're 17 or 27, 37, you become 47, 57, 67, and it's gone. So it's not a long time. It's so nice. And we can have faith. Either we will go back home to Krishna, to the spiritual world, which is absolutely fabulous. Or we will go our next birth. Krishna is so perfect and perfect. He knows exactly where to place us to bring us to him. So either we will take our birth again if necessary, but Krishna will place us here. You've made this progress in this life. Now here is the next position for you to make more progress to come to me. So I'm going to finish there. If anyone has any questions or any comments, we can see if we can answer or discuss a little bit. Yes. Hare Krishna. Yes, that's very sweet. I was going to mention that. Thanks for reminding me. So we chant Hare Krishna. Hare is the chant is O my Lord, or the internal potency of the Lord, the internal energy of the Lord, That's Srimati Radharani. But the Vaishnava tradition is so perfect and chaste, and we don't mention Radha's name in that chant directly. We don't chant Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radha Radha, Radha Radha Radha. No. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Anyway, that's a kind of another lecture just about. It kind of is. Yeah. It's a big subject again. So when we approach Srimati Radharani, we have to be careful.